I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Chinese Communist Party, 100 years old, celebrated and memorialized and speechified by Xi Jinping, the president of China, president for life. There is no successor. Xi Jinping is a modestly well-educated man who has a vision, and the vision is the past. The vision is command economy. The vision is some version of Mao in his imagination. However, Gregory Copley is here, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, to introduce us to part of Xi Jinping's thinking that he's not mentioning. This is not about the triumph of profit. This is not about manufacture for the world or the Middle Kingdom assuming its place in the firmament. This is about fundamentals, what we drink, what we eat, and what that means of the security of a state. Gregory, a very good evening to you. For some years, long before Xi Jinping, you have identified a major problem unsolved by the People's Republic of China, water. How so, Gregory? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, for some time we've had the mainland China, with about 20% of the world's population and about 7% of the world's water. And since the great leap forward of Mao Zedong, most of that water and the water table has become polluted. We've seen the great communist answer to seemingly everything is industrialization by building dams. Stalin had the same vision. Mao had the vision. And you look at the thousands and thousands of dams which were built in China to control the water, to get them more water and more usable water. And yet, as the society there has progressed through the years, none of these dam solutions have worked, and they've continued to drain off water from all of the great rivers of Eurasia. But bear in mind that the Communist Party of China, since 1950, has controlled the Tibetan Plateau, which is the source for the great rivers going down to Southeast Asia, into South Asia, and, of course, into mainland China. And yet they still don't seem to have the water mix right. We saw in the past year or so almost once in a century type flooding and rainfall, and yet they couldn't control or contain or utilize that water. They haven't been able to actually modernize their agriculture so that they can grow enough food. And in any event, because of the poisoned water table, because of all the industrial waste that was pushed out during Mao's era, they can't grow food which is pure. So this is the great dilemma. And as a result, the People's Republic of China is now the most existentially dependent great power on foreign imported food since the collapse of the Roman Empire. So this is really the bottom line of China's strategic strength. So my latest report was called The Heartbreak of Xi Jinping, because they have stepped forward with the July 1st celebrations of the centenary as though all of a sudden they had elevated the communist period of China as though it could take its place alongside the dynasties of China going back 2,200 years into the Qin state. So it was a hollow celebration. And you look at all of the leaders on the stage, from Xi Jinping to all of his supporting cast, all looked worried, depressed and joyless. But yet they still had to engage on this triumphalism to say how wonderfully they'd done, how they'd restored China, bearing in mind that they created a party in 1921, which had as its primary objective to totally divorce the population living in what's in the Chinese mainland from China's history. They said China's history was so bad that they had to create a new society and a new human being, if you like. And yet now what we see is Xi Jinping looking back to the history of China and glorying in the few thousand years of Chinese history and the like. The reality is they don't know what they're doing. They're in a desperate strait.
All right. Gregory, we have a country that is living on borrowed food and inadequate water to make the food that they need to supplement the imports. Now, the puzzle is, why is it that repeatedly Taiwan is mentioned in the hostile remarks from the foreign ministry and from Xi itself? How does threatening to recapture Taiwan solve the food and water problem?
Well, it doesn't. But as far as Xi Jinping and the Communist Party of China are concerned, until they defeat Taiwan, they have not won the Chinese Civil War. Bear in mind that the Chinese Civil War was the Communist Party insurgency against the Republic of China, the state called the Republic of China, which was the legitimate successor state to Imperial China in 1911, 1912. Now, the Republic of China did not go away, despite the civil war in China between the Communist Party and the nationalists who controlled the Republic of China. So the Republic of China now exists on Taiwan and a number of other islands in the South China Sea and along the mainland coast. But they, as long as they exist, Communist China and the Communist Party of China are no longer or are not legitimate in terms of the government of China. Now, the successor government to any government has to take on the obligations which the predecessor state has created. The Republic of China did take on the obligations, the financial and legal obligations of the imperial state from 1912 onwards, and they were paying off the Chinese loans and the bonds and so on, which the Chinese imperial government had incurred. But when the People's Republic of China was declared in 1949, the Communist Party refused to be tied to those obligations of which the Republic of China had honored. And as a result, although the Communist Party claims to be the legitimate governors of China, the reality is that they have no legal leg to stand on. So they need to defeat the Republic of China on Taiwan in order to be legitimate. And at their heart, as with the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, they know that these are usurping forces and they are not representative of the peoples of, in this case, China. And, you know, it's interesting that they've never put to the public the legitimacy of their control over the Chinese mainland. So basically it has always been since 1949 an imposed government. And yes, they have the trappings of a state, but it is not really a state. And yet Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping both wanted to assume the mantle of emperor of the Chinese state to literally be part of the Chinese continuum.
Gregory, just a moment here. China has a very large army and building a very large navy. From your presentation, it would be very difficult. It would be difficult to imagine that China would use either the army or the navy. You're almost describing a state that has, you know, the terracotta army that was buried under the ground in China. Is that what it is? Is that a breakable army that can't be actually put into contest?
Well, at this stage, there is no visible means where they can take that army to war. If they engage in open warfare in a conventional military sense to recover Taiwan, that will automatically involve Japan. That will automatically then involve the United States. But at the same time, of course, the PRC does not have any strategic depth. So if it goes to war with Taiwan and Japan and therefore possibly, probably the United States cuts off the food. And that's it. That's game, set, and match for the People's Republic of China. But at the same time, even worse for Beijing is that India will then immediately flank the PRC, cut across northern Azad Kashmir, Pakistan-held Kashmir, and go straight into Afghanistan and Central Asia and basically outflank the PRC in Central Asia. So that's the end of the great communist state.
Delhi's even talking about Tibet now, Gregory, with that face-off in the Himalayas. They're saying, let's just go for Tibet. And it's not clear that the PRC could stand up to the Indian army.
Well, they couldn't, but it would be also very, very, very difficult for the Indian army to go in and conquer the Tibetan plateau. And this is something which has been contemplated and attempted for several hundred years. It's very difficult to fight in that terrain. And look, the People's Liberation Army can't encroach any further into Indian-occupied areas in the Himalayas and in that overall mountain range, but neither can the Indians easily advance into China. But and why would you want to if you're the Indians? As long as you can cut off Tibet and then cut off China or the People's Republic of China from its Indian Ocean access and its access to Central Asia, then basically the game is over anyway, and Tibet falls. And at that stage, India would de facto control the Tibetan plateau anyway. So, and then that brings the next point. The West in World War II made this Faustian deal with the Soviet Union to defeat Nazi Germany, and we have to look beyond the Communist Party of China and ask whether we are embarked now on making a Faustian deal with India in order to defeat communist China, because the next thing we'll have to worry about is India in the Indian Ocean and in Central Asia.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Too many mysteries, too little time. We turn to the Horn of Africa. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.